La agrupación The Midnight está ya muy próxima al lanzamiento de su disco Monsters, que verá la luz el próximo 10 de julio. Y para conversar sobre este material discográfico, tenemos el gusto de saludar a Tim, que se encuentra en la zona de California. Hello, Tim.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How about you?
I am doing very well, thank you.
You have told me that you are taking a break near San Bernardino in California, right?
Yes, this is true. I booked a little getaway for me and my little dog, and we are currently sitting here in a cabin in the mountains, and it's very peaceful, and I can see the wind blowing in the trees, and it's very tranquil, so I'm very happy.
Great, great. So, Tim, you are just a few days from the release of Monsters.
Yes, it's very exciting.
And it's been a long process, right?
Oh, Lord. This has probably been the hardest album to finish for me from a production standpoint.
Okay.
So it's very exciting. I think a combination of a few things, but the fact that last year, we did a very intense year of touring, and then in between touring, I was working on the record. So, even though we had written all the songs, and sort of essentially Tyler's work, was done, the workload was then on me to finish the productions and, make it, you know, sort of sound like the Midnight, but also maybe push the envelope a bit explore new sounds. So we're both very, very happy with the final result, and it's really exciting to be able to finally share these new songs that we've sort of created over the last few years with people.
It's been a process releasing singles maybe 2 months between each other. You have doing this because you wanted to show to present the audience just these parts of the album. How do you choose these singles?
I think it's always a fun process to be able to, rather than just drop a full album, to kind of roll it out bit by bit, because I think it also gives the audience and the listener a kind of a chance to deep dive into one song and really digest it properly, versus if you just drop 15 songs, it's a lot.
Yes.
And so, you know, our first single, technically, I guess, our first single was America Online that came out about a year ago. But this was when we were first planning on having the album done much earlier. And it really just came down to too much work on me, and it was, you know, really my fault, because it was just a lot of work in between touring.
Okay.
So I guess that was technically the first single, but we took a long break because we were touring and we were finishing the album, and we wanted to be able to have the final album done and then roll out all the singles. So the next single, was then Deep Blue that came out a few months ago. And, that was really the one that, it was actually the last song we finished for the album. And it was, after having finished the full album, we wanted, this new album sort of explores a lot of different corners, of, you know, stylistically and sonically. And I think we wanted one song that felt really the Midnight, that really kind of, captured, like, went back to the basics, if you could call it that. And the response was really amazing. And then after that, we had Dance with Somebody,
yes,
that came out, I think about a month ago. Uh-huh. And then we had Prom Night just drop, about a week ago, I think it was a little bit over a week ago, maybe.
Yes.
And then the new album comes out, next week. So we're very excited.
I think it's very cool, the art of the singles, the cover of the singles. It reflects a lot, I don't know, not only your music, but your style, but your the way you feel the culture, the way you feel the music. Because even if you are reflecting some vintage things, the images, the colors are very contemporary.
Oh, that's really cool to hear. Yeah, I think the visual side of of this whole world that we're creating is just as exciting to me. And it's really an excuse for us to kind of, we love doing this and a kind of burying little Easter eggs and creating a kind of a larger universe. And so there'll be, in, you know, if you take the album artwork from Monsters, it's done, all the artwork is done by Aaron Campbell, by the way. He's incredible, and you should go follow him on Instagram. And he's really been able to, he did the album for kids, the album artwork for kids as well. Okay. And he's sort of exploring, continuing the story. And we've sort of taken, we've spent a lot of time trying to put in little Easter eggs and references to our other albums and things like that in the artwork for Monsters. So we love doing it, and it's something I love finding new artists and collaborating with them. So it's a fun part of the process for sure.
It's very interesting. How do you release Prom Night in a period of time because of the pandemic that maybe a lot of people can have their prom night?
Yeah, it's I mean, that's something that's been a tough one to, you know, we had this rollout of the album planned, you know, this was going to come out, and the world is in a very, very different place right now than it was 6 months ago. And it's a very scary time for most of us. I think some people are more affected than others. And I think we wanted to make sure it didn't feel tone deaf because, we pushed the release of Dance With Somebody by a week because when that was supposed to come out, there was a lot of stuff going on in the media, and yes. A lot of truths are coming out about how minorities are being treated, and we didn't feel it was right to put out a song called Dance With Somebody at that time. And to a certain extent, it is tricky because it can feel weird to suddenly put out a fun pop song. But I think to a certain extent, people also need to be uplifted. And I think that's maybe where we can come in and hopefully help relieve some of this anxiety. That's sort of all we can do. And we can show people where we're all about inclusivity and yes. being kind. And I think the world could use that right now, especially, you know, specific parts of the world like America. I think we want to show that we're better than this, and that we should be better to each other. And so I hope that it can help people, give them maybe just a bit of a vacation from their real life when they listen to our music. That's our goal, at least.
And you have also released with the single Prom Night a playlist generator with songs when we graduated from high school. I think it's very, very cool and very amazing that you have done that.
Yeah.
Because you curated the songs, right?
Yeah, yeah. So this was a really fun idea. We thought it would be fun to do. So you put in the year. And you can go to our website, you can go to our social media pages right now and do this. You can put in the year that you graduated and that you had your prom. And it'll show you the top 40 songs that were in the top 40 radio at that time in US Billboard. And so it gives you a kind of a snapshot of what was going on at the time. And it's quite fun to do. Yeah, people have been, we've had over 6,000 people make their playlist, which is incredible. Oh. And so the audience response has been really amazing.
Tim, it's been during this pandemic a very hard time for the music industry. What's the most important thing the industry needs to do to survive? Because a lot of musicians had a creative explosion and been recording and making music, making streaming, and I think it's very cool, but the industry, it's in a very hard problem.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't solve that the question by myself. I wish I could. Yeah, it's a really tough time, and you know, we see it with our crew. You know, we as a band, me and Tyler, we obviously, part of our jobs is we write songs and we put out those songs. And then another side of that is that we go tour and we play live shows. And to do that, you have to have a team around you to help execute that. You know, you have tour manager and lighting and sound and engineers and all that stuff. There's a crew, we're about a crew of, I don't know, 10, 15 people that travel, and it's a lot. And all of these people rely not only on us, but other bands and other artists that they tour with. And it's their full-time income. And all of them have had their work canceled for the time being, since, you know, February, March, basically. And yes, it's been very tough. And we've tried to do what we could in our little, you know, we're not a huge band. So we tried to do a few things to help them out. And we will continue to do that, but it's really tough. And you see that on your own, when you see that on your own crew, your own people that you consider your sort of, band family, it's very tough. I wish I had an easy answer for you. I do think that the big question is, when will it return to normal? When will people go to live shows again? Yes. When will people start to book? And it's a complicated one, because I think, a little bit behind the scenes, some of the contracts are also changing between bookers, you know, and agents and promoters and stuff like that. So that affects budgets and when you're touring and that stuff, kind of stuff. So that's a kind of a whole other side of it. But I do think that we will start to see an uptick in ticket sales next year. Not necessarily because we found a cure or a vaccine, but I think people, for better or worse, I think people are really needing to go out and yes, have their spirits lifted and feel some sort of communal spirit. And I think, and I don't quite know how the pieces will fall, but you know, we're certainly looking into touring as soon as it's safe and possible to do so. We don't want to put anyone in harm's way or danger. We don't want to be the cause of that. So
yes,
it's a complicated question, and I wish I had a better answer for you, but I do think over the next few years it will return somehow, but it will also, I think the music industry and entertainment industry in general will be affected by this for a long time, to be honest.
But I'm pretty sure, as you said, that the music will return, the live music, because it's one of the most important things in our lives, mm-hmm, the live music, to feel alive in a concert.
100%. And we felt, you know, to speak about Mexico, we played our first show in Mexico in the fall. We played Corona Capital, yes, and that was the first show we ever played in Mexico. And we felt that people in Mexico, they bring a very specific, unique energy. And it was incredible. We didn't know. We knew there was maybe a couple of people that knew of us at that festival, because it's a big festival. And
yes.
We didn't know if anyone would show up. So you expect you expect, like, maybe there's 50 people that know our songs. And by the end of our show, we had about 6,000 people singing along to Sunset with one of our songs. And that was a really unique feeling, and it was the last show of our tour, and we were just very elated and happy and blown away by Mexico's response to us and to live music. The energy you guys bring is just unique and incredible.
I know, and in Corona Capital, there's a lot of people vibrating with you, and as you said, maybe you don't know exactly how many people know your band, but when you're up on the stage, you see a lot of people singing your songs and dancing and having a great time. So Mexican audience, not only not crazy, but they have to know the bands that sing.
Yeah, they came along, and they were, you know, if they didn't know us by the first chorus, they were singing along by the last chorus. So that was a yes, really amazing feeling. So you guys bring it, and we can't wait. We're hoping that we can make it to Mexico. We had a show planned, and we had to cancel, reschedule that. And we're hoping to reschedule that to hopefully come to Mexico sometime next summer. So that's
summer 2021.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan. There's nothing set in stone yet, but we're hoping we can do that.
I hope you can make it, and also that you can have shows not only in Mexico City, but in Monterrey or here in Guadalajara. I'm pretty sure that there were a lot of people that go to dance with you and sing with you, and you will have a great time.
Oh, yeah, we would love it. Yeah, we have deep love for Mexico and its people and its food.
So, Tim, congratulations for Monsters. The singles are amazing. I'm pretty sure that the album will be also a great, great album. And looking forward to listen Monsters. Looking forward to see you here in Mexico live again.
Thank you so much. And we're very excited to be able to share it. And we can't wait. And hopefully we'll see you guys in Mexico very, very soon. We hope to see you soon. We're looking forward to that. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great time. And thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much, man. Take care.